The White House may have issued a new travel order, but the same legal concerns from the original one remain. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he's reviewing the new executive order to see how it affects our state's suit against the federal government. He says he will make a decision on the next legal steps sometime this week. From KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna reports.
The revised executive order is narrower in scope. It still bans citizens from six Muslim countries from entering or applying for visas to the U.S. Iraq is no longer part of the ban, though. People with green cards, visas, or dual citizenships are exempt. And unlike the previous order, which took effect immediately and caused confusion at airports around the country, the new restrictions won't go into effect until March 16th. Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the new travel order doesn't change his concerns about the president's intent behind the executive order.
Just because they now rescinded the original order and have a new one, that concern that we laid out in our original filing about the intent behind that original executive order, religiously motivated, targeting Muslim countries, that concern remains.
Ferguson says he'll be meeting with state universities, colleges, and local businesses to find out how the new ban will affect them. Stuart Jay is Emeritus Professor of Law at the University of Washington. He says the new order is going to be much harder to challenge.
The president has been given tremendous latitude by various statutes over immigration and just visiting the United States. And there's a lot of broad authority given to the executive over national security generally as a matter of constitutional law. So this is going to be a much harder case for the challengers to make.
The new order rescinds the previous one, but it remains to be seen what happens to Washington's lawsuit. Attorney General Ferguson says the number of affected people is smaller, but many of the provisions in the ban remain unchanged. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.